It is 6:40. This is the Tuesday morning show on KAXE, KBXE, member supported. Thanks to people like you who listen, who appreciate this mix of national news, Minnesota news, local features like student phenology reports coming up in just 5 minutes or so, 5-6 minutes. Can't wait. Yesterday was the news from Grand Rapids and around the state that Conservation Officer Sarah Grell was killed in a car accident while on duty. She's someone who had added so much to the community with her love of nature, getting outside. She'd been on our airwaves many times. It's a huge loss, and we send our condolences to her family, her kids, her husband, mom, and sister, and the folks at the DNR that are struggling this morning and learning of this loss.
Yeah, what a shock. She was a big part of our radio station for many years. Yeah. Came in and had conversations with us many, many times.
Yeah.
She will be missed.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah. It's a strange time.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things going on, and some of them are remarkable, and some of them are just devastating.
Yeah.
And the loss of Sarah is one of those devastating ones. Among the remarkable things, if you look out our window, you'll see that the red osier dogwood has broken bud.
Yeah.
In fact, it's in flower, and that's a special plant because it will go on flowering all summer, and it will produce fruit from these flowers, and yet it will continue to flower right on through fall. I've seen many plants in the fall with both flowers and berries at the same time.
Huh.
It's kind of a neat little plant. One that we sometimes don't really even notice or appreciate until midwinter, February, when the red canes, the red stems jump out at you from the ditches because they are so remarkably red that they just refuse to be ignored. It's like, hey, look at me.
You know, this noticing these kinds of things, these, you know, to some people might seem little things, to us seems like breaking news to talk about these blossoming red osier dogwood. You know, we also gave last night at our annual meeting, we talked about that Laura Erickson won an award in honor of Harry Hutchins. We gave Harry our Community Impact Award. I think people were pointing out that his impact through his radio work here, but also as an instructor, the students that he had over the years. I don't think we'll ever really know the impact he had.
I think that's true of many people's, of probably everybody's life. You will have those interactions with people, and you will leave a lasting impact on them. And some of it will be good, some of it will be bad. But remember that each and every day you have that opportunity to do something that may or may not be instrumental and what's the word? Germinative, engendering in somebody's life. And so Harry did that. Harry did that every day. And I think a lot of times even he wasn't aware that he'd done that. You never know what comment you might make, what thing you might point out that people will look at it or think about it, and it will have the kind of impact that can change lives.
Yeah. Pay attention.
He certainly did.
Pay attention to the little things like Harry did. Sit down and watch.
Yeah, sit and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also gave an award to our friend Michael Lyons last night.
I know. That was
the
so
creator of Buju Nana Buju. I think that's a good thing to remember too on a day like today that's a little tough, is you got to laugh a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Michael was just incredible last night. Just incredible. Yeah, that was such a nice note.
Well, we're going to see, coming up, we've got our student reports. That will cheer you up. And we're going to see sun today. Gusty winds this afternoon. Southwest winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. And temperatures mid-70s to low 80s around the region. Overnight, 35 to 43. And tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, highs 54 to 60 degrees.